Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about why leaves change color in the fall. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. So, John, we're beginning to see some beautiful colors right now as the leaves turn. Why do leaves fall off this time of year?
Well, Amy, many of our hardwood trees are what we call deciduous plants, and that means they're perennial. They live from year to year, but their leaves drop in autumn, which gives us the nickname fall for this time of year. These plants make leaves that are meant to be thrown away, if you will. They're generally broad and thin and succulent, so they do not resist freezing. Evergreens, on the other hand, that you find on conifers have very enduring leaves. Many have needle-like shape with waxy coatings and fluids that resist freezing. Some may even be retained for more than a year, such as with pines or southern magnolia.
So, aside from the falling off, why do leaves turn in the fall?
Chlorophyll is the molecule that enables plants to combine water and carbon dioxide to make sugars through photosynthesis. And chlorophyll absorbs light in the red and blue range of the spectrum, and green is reflected, so leaves look green during the summer. Now, in the fall, deciduous plants start to prepare for dormancy, and to reduce moisture loss, they form an incision layer at the base of the petiole or the stem of the leaf. And this reduction in water flow signals to the leaf to stop making chlorophyll. And so sunny weather helps reduce the remaining chlorophyll by breaking it down. Consequently, we begin to see other leaf pigments as the chlorophyll is broken down. Carotenoids are yellow to orange in color. Anthocyanins are sugars with red to purplish color, and tannins tend to be brown in color.
Now, what triggers leaf color change?
Although we respond to the cooler temperatures this time of year, plants are actually responding to the shorter day length. Shorter days initiate physiological changes, preparing plants for dormancy in the winter. To a plant, cooler temperatures are a coincidence, but not the cause.
And what conditions help produce these brilliant fall colors?
Warm, dry, sunny days, cool nights will produce the most brilliant fall colors. This enhances sugar production, but the cool nights restrict sugar flow out of the leaf. On the other hand, cloudy, rainy fall weather reduces color intensity. And sometimes summer droughts affect soil moisture and can delay fall coloration.
And what else accounts for the different colors in fall?
Besides the physiological changes within each plant, different species have their own coloration pattern. Blackgum, dogwood, sourwood, and sumac are usually among the first species to turn color, whereas oak turns later in the year. Cottonwood, hickories, and yellow poplar turn a golden yellow. Dogwood and red maple become a brilliant crimson or scarlet. Oak trees turn russet or maroon and eventually brown. And sweetgum turns a variegated colors from golden yellow to russet to maroon.
Okay, so where and when is the best viewing of fall colors in Mississippi?
Your best chance of seeing good colors is where you have mixed hardwood forest. Hickories, maples, sweetgum have vibrant colors that last, whereas oaks tend to turn color briefly before coming brown. Along the Natchez Trace Parkway or the Ten Tom Waterway is a good place to view these. Tishomingo County is on the edge of the Appalachians, and there's a greater predominance of hickories and other hardwoods there. Late October through mid-November is the best time to begin looking for fall colors in northern Mississippi and then progress southward. If you have any questions, call your local county extension office or me at 662-566-8013.
Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, forestry specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.